Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zunes, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcast from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Obviously, I was... Oh, never mind. I'm not going to explain it. But...
No, explain radio to Ashley.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Well, if this is it, old boy, I hope you don't mind if I go out speaking to kings.
I sound posh, but I'm not posh.
Are you taking the piss?
Do yourself a fucking favor, mate, because this is your last chance for a fucking peaceful night.
Recording live from London.
Yes, London. You know, fish, chips, cup of tea, bad food, worse weather, Mary fucking Poppins, London.
That's Ashley.
Fucking cunt.
And this is...
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Yeah, it's usually Destructoid with Jim Sterling. He's a cunt. I'm getting fucking tongue-tied, me. Throat's dry, none's nasty. But today they publish an article saying they sold 24 million fucking units of useless piece of shit called the Kinect, and they're saying it's slow going. Fuck off. Basically, it's because these arseholes are putting out shit, basically. About the Wii U, people talk about that being a next generation console, it is not. Wii U sales not bad, says Nintendo president. It's also sold at a loss, with bollocks, for Nintendo, albeit a slight, relatively slight one. What a load of crap. Don't believe that for a fucking second, you lying bastards. You know, what is so full of shit? It's unbelievable.
That guy is a loyal motherfucker.
He really is.
I never leave you lot the lurch with anything.
All of a sudden I can't fucking have a... All of a sudden I can't once in a while just have a pleasant chat conversation with radio sensation Ashley Fuller. Can't even fucking get him to respond to you anymore. Oh, so I love to talk, mate, but I'm just prepping for my show. How many times can you go to IGN in a day?
We had the VGAs the other day, which of course I couldn't give three fucks about, but I'll go into that in a second. Despite enough warning signs about server demand during the frenzy quite, Blizzard did not expect... Jesus Christ, I wish these fucking cunts would actually proofread this shit. I mean, I'm the one who's got to read this fucking crap. I've killed a bunch of people in the game. I want to do it in real life. No one says that. No one thinks that at all. And I say people who do think that that is the least of violence are basically politicians who have no fucking clue anyway, who've never played a game and who probably think the latest game now is Pac-Man or something stupid like that. I mean, to be honest, if they stop making violent games, we might as well just play fucking Barbie Horse Adventures. Halo, well, does Halo have a story? Hopefully the acquisition means only good things for IGN itself and its post-News Corp iteration. I hope it means they all fucking die. Says THU former CEO Brian Farrell. It has been my pleasure to work alongside this group of people. No, you haven't. You sat in an office and fuck all day, you lying bastard. Basically pulls the pants down of every fucking gamer and literally they just sort of fist us up the arse. But yeah, so yeah, welcome to the show.
And good evening, everyone. Hopefully you're all okay, having a nice Tuesday, or wherever it is you're listening to this. This is Antisocial Game Radio, live on morelikeradio.com/live. So if you're just listening to the podcast, shame on you. Get yourself in the chat room. We're live Tuesdays, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and I'll let the rest of you work out time zones for yourself. Bunch of stuff to talk about. A lot of good stuff in the news. I mean, there wasn't much. Hello, Jay. You're right, mate. That was Jay, the old school wrestling review on before me. Great show as usual. Basically, several bits and pieces in the news. So there's not much, but there's some interesting pieces that have come out, which I'm looking forward to getting into. Stuff about the Kinect, which I'm going to laugh my head off. I haven't even read the article because I never do, but I know I'm probably going to be laughing when I do read it. not too much of anything, really. I mean, it's quite quiet, but I mean, I do have next week's topic already planned out. I say it's a pain that I do this show on a Tuesday. I'd probably better off to do it on a Friday with what we've got coming up this week. I say tomorrow we've got the Call of Duty. We have the online multiplayer, which basically this is going to be. Yeah, JJ Stone is in the chat. What's he doing at this time in the afternoon? Normally asleep. Left 4 Dead 3. There's something about that. I might have the article. If I don't, I'm a cunt. But yes, we might be getting Left 4 Dead 3. And as I've never played. That's a lie. I have played, I think, Left 4 Dead. Yeah, I think I've played both Left 4 Deads, 1 and 2. Didn't really give a shit about them, but it's basically because I was playing with a bunch of randoms, so whatever. But yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. You know, good things, bad things. Talking about Mega Pokemon, which, oh, Jesus Christ, looks really, really weird. You know, usual odds and sods, and we've got a topic talking about good game bosses, bad game bosses. Yeah, JJ, yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, I forgot to mention GTA Online. We get the trailer for that as well as the Call of Duty one, so, you know, whatever we're going to be playing for the next 4 or 5 months, we'll have something to talk about next week. So basically what I'll do is when the trailers come up, I'll post them in the Facebook group, which is Facebook. One sec, let me just call it up. I can't remember. Facebook.com/group/MLRGamerLobby. Get yourself in there. JJ, I don't know if you're in that group, mate. Just send us a request and I'll add you into it. Also, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/antisocialgamerradio. Give us a like, we're up to 60. Be nice to get a couple more. And if you want to Skype in, it's Antisocial Gamer Radio, all one word. Email us, antisocialgamerradio@yahoo.co.uk. Send us an email, tell us what you're playing, get in touch that way. Basically, I've been. So I'll just read what JJ's saying. He says, play online with 3 other mates and giggle about teabagging randoms with a boner. With a boomer, sorry. I'm getting confused. They're busy in the chat room tonight. Jay Hunter, you know, old school wrestling review, says, after playing Shadowrun Returns, I'm interested in trying more turn-based combat games. Have I played XCOM? No, I'm confused about XCOM, because, I mean, I would got into the big, I'll get to what I've been playing in a second. The XCOM, because it confused me, because there's two games. There's the XCOM, which is the sci-fi futuristic turn-based one, and then, which I did realize I didn't really know anything about, but what I did know about was the one that was set in the 60s or something, where you're like these 8 special agents, and then you're shooting this black shit. I don't know what it is. It's like some sort of pulsy, liquidy shit that was jumping all over the screen. That's what I thought was XCOM, but I think that's the XCOM Bureau Investigated or something. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I did play the demo for XCOM. It's okay. I'm just not. I don't know the history of it, so, you know. Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, Matty's in chats about getting JJ at Skype in. JJ Skype's in. I get a fucking contact high over Skype from all the drugs he's done over the years. And that fat bitch he was talking about the other day. Where was I? Yes, what I've been playing this week. A few things. Saints Row 4 inauguration. I knew this what this was. It was it's the creator character custom thing for Saints Row 4, which comes out next, not this week, the week after. I've pre-ordered my copy, so I'm off next week. So next Friday, I'll be sitting down just playing that. And I was just sort of, I mean, I've been watching like previews and stuff, like I think on game trailers and that talk about it, like all the superpowers and stuff, and it's like, well, I'm sort of playing Crackdown at the moment. It's sort of like that. And it's like, well, what's the need for driving cars if you've got superpowers? And I'm going to go and have a play at that when it does come out and sort of, you know, wonder myself. Because, I mean, I am playing, Crackdown. But I say, I'll finish off with the, what the hell is it? Saints 4 inauguration, the customer character thing, it's exactly the same as we got for Saints Row 3. I was hoping for something more, but it's the same shit, basically. And that's that, really. Crackdown. Doing well on that. I've taken over 2 parts of the area, the Volk and the Spanish Los Murgos or something. And I've got the Chinese faction to take over last. Doing good on the orb hunting. I've got, I think, 485 out of... 488 out of 500. So, literally, I've got 12 more to find, and I found all 500 agility orbs. But I say I've maxed out my agility anyway, and I've maxed out my fighting. So, literally, it's just the driving, the guns and the grenades I need to work on. And they're kind of tricky because it's only got one gang left, and... I don't know. I'll do it just to, you know, get some more achievements, and there's more races and stuff I need to do. There's tons of stuff I need to do in the game. It's just, you know, sitting down and playing it. Something I did play, I downloaded this a little while ago, but I didn't get a chance to play it. Necroterra. This is an arcade game. It's a very classic-y, what do you call it, old school shoot 'em up, side-scrolly type sort of thing. Like, you know, you're this guy and you just... shoot people, fire grenades, lots of damage, points scoring, you know, very classic what we grew up in the 80s, sort of, you know, what we talked about last week with the old school games. It's very much like that, and it's lots of fun. I mean, I'll probably pick it up eventually. I'm just, literally, there's stuff coming out soon and that I want to get into, and, you know, Saints Row and Grand Theft Auto, that's literally on my plate at the moment. I've got, you know, other games that I need to finish off in the next couple of weeks. Just to do them, to be honest. But other stuff I will get into. I've been playing. What else have I been playing? Brothers: The Tale of Two. If I can say it properly, Brothers: Tale of Two Sons is the first of the Xbox Live Arcade games that we got. Came out last week. We should be getting. What the hell it is? I know it's something I'm not looking forward to. As well, there's one game in the Summer of Arcade that we're getting that I'm not looking forward to, but I don't know if that's tomorrow. Might be. But yeah, Brothers: Tale of Two Sons, very good. I didn't buy it. Download a demo. I'll wait for it to go cheap. Because I am. But yeah, no, it's a very picturesque adventure game. Basically, the premise is it's, I think your mother's died, and you got to find your father, because basically where the game starts, it's literally 20 minutes, it says in a demo, it says 20 minutes in. JJ, I'll skip what I've been playing, because, you know, mine's usual shit. JJ's been playing some Far Cry 3 and a bit of Bioshock Infinite. Far Cry 3, everyone, you know, if you've been listening all the time, my last year game of the year, I'm waiting for my mate at work to finish it so I can go back into it and sort of do bits and pieces again. And, you know, Far Cry 3 was an amazing game. Bioshock Infinite can go and suck a dick. Hello, Stuart. You're all right, mate. JJ's in chat about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game. That's a definite. I'm looking forward to that game because I really want to play that. And if we play together, if me and JJ, we play together, I get dibs on Leonardo. Because he's the leader. And... but no, the Brothers: Tale of Two Sons, it's you control two brothers, and the dynamic of the gameplay is that they're controlled with either analog stick. So basically, I think it's the older brother with the left one and the younger brother with the right one, and they do certain things and you sort of use them to do puzzles. It's quite fun, how the puzzles work. There's unlocking stuff, and there's a puzzle with a dog that's chasing you, and you have to sort of move over these sort of the wheels of hay, the big giant wheels of hay. I think one of the band members from ELO was killed by one. But yeah, basically it's like you're trying to control the brothers. One has to jump to one bale and then distract the dog so the other brother can go to the other bale, and then basically like that. It's hard to describe, but I say it's kind of tricky how the gameplay works, because I mean, with the analog sticks you are controlling the brothers' movements, and literally they have like a shoulder button each, which does the I agree with JJ. It says combat is shit, but the story is worth it. The story is okay, but there's not enough of it. There's not enough story in, I mean, yes, I could have gone around and collected and had a look in all those picture viewers. But give me the fucking story. There's too much. I mean, the first Bioshock was great. It incorporated the gunplay and that sort of stuff with the actual story. It gave you something to do. I mean, there's the bits with the cameras and, you know, first Bioshock, so much better than Bioshock Infinite. I've seen lists about people saying that Bioshock Infinite's one of the best games ever. Fuck off. Bioshock, first one, much better. It has to be. Otherwise, why the fuck would you go to Rapture? With your first bit of actual game DLC that follows, you know, mission-based DLC, not the challenge stuff we've already got. But, you know, why would you go back unless, you know, whatever. But yeah, Brothers Two Sons, really good. It's sort of very fairy tale, grim, Brothers Grimm sort of stuff. There's trolls and all sorts. I mean, I haven't seen too much, but I've seen like stuff from previews and reviews. And I do, as soon as it comes to get standing price, I do want to play it. But I say it is kind of tricky trying to control the two brothers with the analog sticks, because you've got to do, you know, I've heard this analogy so many times, you know, it's like patting your head and scratching your tummy at the same time. And it is kind of tricky trying to do that, but it is a lot of fun. And I, you know, the story will get me eventually once I get into it. But I did finish the demo. It's a very short demo, but it shows you what you need to do, the whole basic premise. The game's not overly hard. The puzzles are very simple. Some of them, even the tricky ones, sometimes require just a little bit of thought. That's all it is. It's a really good game, and it's perfect for the summer of arcade. And, you know, it's a good game that we don't normally get. But so the final thing I have been playing, you know, I talk about it, is Animal Crossing. I can't stop playing that. I think I'm now classed as super cheating. I upgraded my TNT Mart to a TYI. That's Timmy and Tommy, the Nook brothers. Their store's upgraded. I've now got, I think, Shampoodle. I've got Kicks, the shoe store. Most of the stuff's okay. I mean, the only thing I need to upgrade now is the supermarket one more time to the Emporium. In the museum, I think I've got two more fossils to find, and then I've got everything. I've still got, because I sort of, what I did, I jumped ahead sort of day by day, just collecting fossils and doing bits and pieces. I got to about, I think, the end of September. And then once I upgraded my mark to the TYI mark, I sort of went back in time to now. And now what I've been doing is sort of, literally, I've been watching Heroes all day and just literally just planting trees. Like, because I've got a load of perfect cherries. And basically just trying to, because I was watching that Zach Scott's games on YouTube, just watching him play Animal Crossing. And I just sort of, he's had planted a whole load of perfect apples, dropped them all to the ground, sold the whole lot and made like 500,000 bells. And I'm like, okay, shit, I need to sort of plant a load of trees. You know, it's, you know, going to make me a whole load of money when I do get around to it. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I've been doing. So basically, once all the trees have been planted, just, you know, time travel, you know, into the future, a couple of days till all the cherries are back, pick them, sell them, just make loads of money. Just keep doing that over and over until I've basically paid off for the house and then, you know, gave myself a nice bit of money to sit on. Then I'll just sort of take the trees down and put some buildings up and, you know, I'm sort of speed playing my way through the game, but it's a lot of fun. You know, I mean, I'm getting new characters joined all the time and I'm losing some villagers, but you know, it's what do you call it? Just, you know, having fun with it. But yeah, basically, we'll go into the topic for this week, and the topic was this week was two things. It was bosses in games and what we'd like to see drop off. Well, what we expected to see to drop off for the next console generation. Yeah, I mean, I'll start first. I mean, I was saying about what we see it drop off. I mean, to be honest, I didn't really give this one much thought, because I mean, we're seeing things now that come out with the Xbox with the Kinect that you don't need it to actually work with the Xbox One. There's, you know, don't tease him, man. That's not nice. Danny Joe in the chat is asking where old school wrestling review is, and Matt, you see it's cancelled. But no, I'm just, what I'd like to see drop off is, I mean, I think we're going to see it, the whole camera stuff. I mean, to be honest, I do think we're actually getting a respin of what we're getting now, really, with the accessories. Just the Kinect, I don't think there's anyone on my friends list who has a Kinect. But it's not getting much use from what I've heard. There's not many games unless you're into dance games. There's literally, I mean, there's very little use for it. And now they're saying that Microsoft, which, I mean, I'll read the article in the news section. It's not really impressing anybody. I mean, I think the big thing for, you know, the Kinect on the original 360 was, you know, Steel Battalion, which didn't really make a mark, and the Star Wars game, which basically turned into sort of Dance Central. But yeah, I think, to be honest, I'd like to see the whole camera stuff drop off. I mean, we look at it when the Xbox 360 first came out. We had the little camera thing. I know I bought it. My PlayStation 3, I bought the camera for that. Never used it, apart from that Eye Judgment game, which I've talked about dozens of times on this show. I mean, comment in the chat, if you want to, get your views in, what you're going to see or drop off for the next console generation. I mean, I can't see too much dropping off because we are sort of set in our ways as such. We've got, same with me and any other game. We'll sit down on the sofa or the couch, if you don't know what I'm saying. JJ Stones has said it's just like where Dead Rising 3 is going with it. Whistle at the zombies or make a noise and they react. To be honest, I think. JJ, saying friendless caps. Well, I mean, I think the PlayStation's going to have twice as many friends as the Xbox. I think the Xbox is unlimited, but to be honest, though, they're up to like 1,000. I mean, I don't know 1,000 people. I have thousands of listeners, which, you don't seem to interact much, but you're there. I know you're listening. Stuart in chat says, I'm going to see my bank account drop off when I buy it. That's why I'm getting the PlayStation 4 first instead of the Xbox. I'll wait till that drops off. I mean, I'll just say it now. I mean, I can see with this what they're saying about the Kinect not being a major usage for it. I can see the Xbox. It is really funny when you think about it, how basically bitch-slapped Microsoft got by Sony with this E3 press conference. And now this shit they're doing, Microsoft came out with all these things about DRM, used games, and all this, all the stuff that basically they've done a U-turn on. And now you've got the Kinect, which, they're saying doesn't seem to be required it basically went, it says, well, you don't really need it to work it. And it's basically, now we have the Xbox 360 again. And that's what we've got. And that's then basically it's, the Xbox One is a more powerful version of the Xbox 360. Plus it has a camera and you're just going to play it like you do with other things with your controller. Same old shit. There's no need to remake the wheel, basically. I'll just carry on reading the chat. Bloody hell, it's going fast. JJ, so he says, the way I see it is anyone who buys a first gen next console wasn't paying attention to the last go around. Yeah, that's why I'm waiting till at least summertime next year. I mean, because there's games I want. I want Dead Rising 3. I want Titanfall for my Xbox. I want Forza because I'm not fucking buying Gran Turismo. I'm not a fucking cunt. Some of the time. But I mean, there's stuff on the PlayStation. I want a new Uncharted game. I want some God of War, I want all the stuff, but I'm going to wait because Red Rings of Death, all this sort of stuff. I mean, where they came out and said when they first built the Xbox 360, a few years ago, a few years after they built it, said they knew there was faults with the system with the disc tray. There was no bumpers there, which is why the disc was rattling around and you getting up with scratch discs, because for some reason, stupid idiots were holding it, stacking it on the side and not flat like it's supposed to be. So Stuart in chat says, between now and October, I'm spending $500 on games. What the fuck are you buying, Stuart? I mean, literally, all I've got on my list is Saints Row, maybe Payday 2 if the reviews are good. I mean, the game's like a fucking budget title anyway. And Gran Turismo. Grand Theft Auto, and Pokemon, and that's it. I think that's all I'm buying between now and October. What's that like? I don't know, £150, $200. I'm looking forward to seeing it. JJ's in the chat says, "Cause the next gen console will be won by the Steam Box." It'll play. That'd be quite fun. The Steam Box. It'll play Left 4 Dead 3. And it will play Half-Life, the original two Half-Life games, and you'll still be waiting another 15 years for Half-Life Episode 3. Dan Jones says, do you think PlayStation 4 will have a long-term success, or will the Xbox come up with from behind, kind of like SNES and Genesis? I think so. I mean, PlayStation 4 is cheaper. You don't have to buy the camera with it. The only thing that's pissing me off is that light bar thing with the controller. That's a bit, you know, the motion control stuff. We don't need motion control. That's the only downside I can see to the PlayStation 4, that it's the controller with the motion stuff. I mean, fuck. There we go. See, there we go again. When PlayStation 3 came out, if anyone bought the first Ratchet and Clank game, Tools of Destruction? No, was it? Yeah, Tools of Destruction. Fuck it. The first Ratchet and Clank game we got the PlayStation 3, and Killzone as well, Killzone 2, you had to use the controller, and Heavy Rain as well. There we are, another one. I keep listening. You had to use the controller to sort of angle it to with the six axis. Anyone remember that? How fucking terrible and bad that was. And literally they sort of scrapped the whole idea with games. Literally, it was like the first year or so of games that had, you know, the games that you could do, use the controller with the six axis for stuff like that. It's just very, very stupid. And it didn't work because it was broken. But yeah, I mean, PlayStation 4 will do good. Basically because the price is cheaper. Sorry, I was just reading what Stuart in chat says. He's got his list. He's got a Grand Theft Auto 5 Special Edition. Well, yeah, you're on Special Editions, aren't you? Assassin's Creed Black Flag Special Edition, Arkham Origins Special Edition, Battlefield 4, I'm looking forward to. I'm more looking forward to Battlefield 4 than I am Call of Duty. And South Park Stick of Truth, when the fuck that game comes out. Jay in the chat, he says, six axis. Are there even trolls on the internet that like Lair? You didn't like Lair? I mean, I never played it, but it was done by the people who did Rogue Squadron. And the only problem I heard from Lair, the fact that it was done by the people who did Rogue Squadron, is that the game wasn't Rogue Squadron. We wanted another Star Wars game. They weren't too happy with Lair. But, you know, I mean, I didn't really have a problem with the game because I never really got to play it. But yeah, I mean, you know, Stuart, you're buying the special editions. I mean, I don't know. I'm happy with whatever we're getting. I mean, because I think I've got a news article as well about Grand Theft Auto 5 with the DLC stuff to talk about as well. All coming up in the news section in about half an hour or so. But yeah, I can see the PlayStation 4 doing well. The price is cheaper than the Xbox 360, but give it time. Let all the bugs and stuff be sorted out. Give it a year at least after the console comes out. Because, I mean, there's still games to play on the Xbox. I mean, Watch Dogs is coming out on both the new consoles and the current tech. I'm getting on the current stuff. I'm not waiting to, I'm not going to pay another 10 quid on top of the actual game price to play on a newer console. I'm not going to do that. What else? But, yeah, but I say PlayStation 4 will do well because it's cheaper and people will buy it. But you've got to wait until the bugs come out. Then once that's happened, we'll probably get new console designs and cheaper price. I mean, the Vita's doing like dog shit at the moment. They're really hoping that, with the PlayStation 4, the Vita gets pushed, and I can't see it happening. I off the top of my head, I couldn't name a single PlayStation Vita title. I really couldn't. Whereas I could name a load of 3DS titles. Super Mario 3D. Animal Crossing. Pokemon, X and Y, Tales of the Abyss, Ocarina of Time, Star Fox, see that? I couldn't think of anything Vita that, that's worth having. And this is why no one's buying it, literally, even in Japan. And, Japan loves all Japan stuff anyway. But yeah, I mean, that's basically what I can see from that. But yeah, I mean, I think I want to see the camera stuff drop off. That's going to be my main thing, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, apart from that, we're going to get the same console generation we are now. But I mean, it does make me laugh though, because think about it. I mean, this whole console generation from when we got the PlayStation 3 to the Xbox 360 and the Xbox 360 rather, is when I actually started paying close attention to the gaming industry. I used to listen to gaming podcasts, and now I host one. All the stuff that we hear, what the hell was that guy named? That was he not a barrister? What am I thinking? Lawyer Jack something or other, the one who hates gaming. and all the problems that happened with Xbox and Sony, the hacking. It's like all this information is floating around inside my head. Matty in the chat says, "Did Sony ever try to develop a signature franchise, Mario or Sonic?" Yeah. Well, sort of, to be honest. Uncharted. I mean, it's just basically down to console... thank you, Jay. Jack Thompson, yeah, that useless cunt. I'm so glad he got disbarred. What the fuck was I saying? Uncharted, Crash Bandicoot, Jack and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank. It's basically their single... none of them have ever been a major character... I mean, they've sort of gone down the Activision route with, the Guitar Hero stuff and literally just sort of ran them all into the ground. I mean, Crash Bandicoot started off as a sort of platformer, and now it's pretty much dying in a trailer park. No offense, JJ. It's sort of basically just there. JJ like this. I mean, Crash Bandicoot is pretty much the battered woman of the gaming, gaming industry. You write a couple of shitty books and you get your face punched in a couple of times. That's pretty much what Crash Bandicoot is. God of War. There's been no. This is just me, right? There's been no real major characters that have come out from Sony. There's been a whole bunch, but nothing that's led the forefront like Sony has with Sonic or with Nintendo with Mario. Those characters have been going back since the 90s. I mean, I couldn't name a... Stuart Sanders says he hates his phone. Well, you can swap with my phone because the screen's cracked on mine. It's hard to read any damn thing. It's hard to think of any sort of... considering the fact that, Sony's first console was the PlayStation 3, PlayStation... which is late 90s, there hasn't been anything major with the console. Sweet Tooth, he's saying, from Twisted Metal. Maybe. But there's singular franchises, but nothing really. I mean, I don't know, Snake from Metal Gear Solid, but that started on the Famicom, the Super Nintendo. It doesn't really count as such. I mean, they've got no singular icon for Sony. They've got a whole bunch. Maybe that's to their benefit. I think that's what they're trying to push. Jay's sort of thinking sort of more along my terms. He's going Sackboy. I think they're really trying to push that on push that character, Sackboy character, as the thing. But Little Big Planet's okay, but I can't really, I had the first Little Big Planet. And it was fun. I just didn't really bother too much trying to create my own levels because, it was really, really tricky. And I just didn't have the attention for it, to be honest. Kratos, yeah, God of War, we said that. Basically what I said. Only real Nintendo and Sega have proper mascots, yeah. Sony have nothing. I mean, Microsoft, they don't have anything either. I mean, they've got a bunch of single-player titles, but nothing. But, to be honest, that's the way we're going. I mean, Sony don't make consoles anymore. They make games, and just nobody wants their games anyway. What the fuck is that? Sorry, JJ just posted something in the... Stuart's right. Yeah, Xbox has Master Chief. You see him everywhere, yeah. Xbox has Master Chief, but I think, Sony doesn't really have a main... character, but Sony has more single have their own individual games. I'm trying to think what the word I'm trying to use. Their own IPs that have Sony console exclusive games is what Sony has, whereas Microsoft doesn't have that too many. JoJo says that's the original Sony mascot. It looks like some sort of big pointy head thing. I don't know. Looks like we're in Tron or something. When the hell did that come out? God, it's giving me a nightmare now. I don't think they haven't really anything. But, it's just... I don't know. I'm just trying to think. I mean, does it help? Does it help Sony's cause that they don't have one singular mascot? I mean, they've got a few. They have, you know, say Nathan Drake from Uncharted. You've got Ratchet and Clank, Jack and Daxter, Crash Bandicoot. You know, there's a whole bunch. Sackboy, Kratos. You know, the car from Gran Turismo. I don't know. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've never done acid. Just doing chess. It feels like I'm on acid watching that. Yeah, me too. It's giving me a headache. But yeah, I'll just scroll down a bit. One sec. But yeah, I mean, just trying to see what other people. Sorry, just reading the chat. JJ Stone saying PlayStation 1 tried to push that thing on a singular mascot. It was fucking horrible, and I'm glad it died. Matty's in the chat says just it dawned on me as a semi-retired gamer I can't think of anything they had. Yeah, exactly. Stuart in the chat says Marcus Fenix was one until Gears took a fucking nosedive into shitland. Yeah, I'm guessing you're talking about the that latest one where Baird is sort of the main character. But yeah, I mean, see what other people have written in the chat. In the Facebook group. Jared, you know, he's a regular listener. Doesn't really comment much in the Facebook group, but I'm glad he has. Say about what you'd like to see drop off would be, Couch Cop. He says it makes him sad, but game developers don't like making Couch Cop because you make less money if only one friend needs to buy the game. Exactly. I mean, that's still around, Couch Cop, but I mean, I can understand why he's saying. I mean, it was it dropped off in this console generation, and, you know, the way it'll go, it'll probably just disappear in the next one. But, I mean, there'll be still games. There'll be FIFA, there'll be Madden, there'll be NBA, whatever the hell, whoever's making it. But, yeah, I mean, you know. Sorry, I'm just reading through the stuff here. Brian in the Facebook group as well says JRPGs. I can't see that. I mean, excuse me, one sec. Oh, need a drink. Oh, that's better. Saying about JRPGs, but I mean, I was watching a trailer, a review for Tales of Xillia, the new Tales game, which I want to get because it looks pretty good. But the prices on Amazon, they're like 40 or 50 quid. Upwards of 45, 50 quid. So I'll pop down, you know, to my game and see if they got a cheaper copy. But I mean, it's a game I wouldn't mind, I wouldn't mind playing. So carry on reading through the chat. Just reading what other people's. That's pretty much it from what people have said in the Facebook group. But yeah, I mean, to be honest, as I said, it is going to be for me. It's going to be the accessories. I mean, just I think about now about the Wii when that first came out. You had like all the different attachments: the golf club, the tennis racket, the gun that you could put it in. There was like several. That you just basically fitted in the Wii controllers into, that sort of stuff. I mean, it's just really useless techie shit. It does make me wonder though, right? If I am wrong, which I probably might be, if the the camera stuff for either system doesn't drop off next generation, are we still going to have to put up with it for the following one? I mean, just there's no games for it now. They've all been overhyped the Kinect was really overhyped and very highly publicised, put out, shown to everyone, that sort of stuff. It was on, Jimmy Kimmel Jimmy Fallon, to all that sort of stuff. You know, all that, the chat show hosts out in the States, they all got to see this shit. And it's like, well, there's no games for it. It's like, me trying to... It's like me trying to name games for the Vita. I mean, it's like I can probably, Just Dance series, Dance Central, what the hell's that? Adventure something for the thing, Steel Battalion, Star Wars. That's about it. That's all the games I can think of, literally, that you can use a Kinect with. I mean, the PlayStation, PlayStation 3 with the camera, it was the Eye of Judgment. I think it was some sort of magic game as well, and that's about it. That's, if you're making if you make a camera for the generation after the what we're getting next, you're just wasting your research money, and you could do so much more with it. You really could. You know, put it into, you know, more chips and hard drives and, I don't know, techie stuff. I don't know, techie stuff. But yeah, I think it pretty much wraps up that part. But also, I did ask about bosses that we've, you know, some of the best or worst bosses, boss fights that you've had, and, you know, how sort of boss battles fit into the current state of gaming. So, you know, everyone in the chat, you know, start typing, let me know what some of the best or worst bosses you had to fight. I mean, I'll go first. I think the hardest ones I had to fight, there was like a couple. There was when I, Zone of the Enders 2, the second runner. I think it was like the literally Anubis, the big boss that you had to, the big boss. Yeah, Matt is just following up what last topic says. The real question is, what bullshit will they not get rid of and keep forcing on us? Yeah, basically, and it's going to be the camera, because there's nothing else they can force on us. But yeah, go about bosses. I mean, it was Anubis in Zone of the Enders, second runner. Fucking hard as hell, that boss. I mean, it took me like 20 or 30 times, because basically it was like, basically, if anyone don't know, Zone of the Enders is basically a giant mech combat game. The first one was set, I think, on one of the moons of Saturn or Jupiter. And you're basically this little kid, and he finds this giant mech, and it's this super mech, and it's really strong and destroys everything. And then the second one, you play some other character, which I can't even remember his name. So the story was terrible for the second one. Prefer the first one, so much better. But yeah, I mean, the final boss, it's like you're losing all your equipment, and basically it was an underdog fight. It really was. And it took me so long to fight it. It was just, I was so happy when I won, because it was so fucking hard. It was literally trying to have a fight with Muhammad Ali with your arms tied behind your back. Basically, that's how tough it was. And other boss fights as well, I think of, what the hell was it? Shit, I can't remember the name of the game. We got a sequel to it. Set in New York, there was a virus, like an outbreak sort of plague thing. I can't remember what the fucking name of the game's called. But there was, it was sort of where you could grab people and you could run outside of buildings. I mean, there was a big comparison between this and, I can't remember the PlayStation games version of it's called. Infamous. Yeah, it was compared to Infamous. I can't remember the name. Basically, it was like the final boss battle. You're on this ship in the middle of the New York Harbor. And the final boss is one of the big bad, he's one of the commanders, and he injects himself with this virus and becomes this sort of super mutant. And basically, look, we get so far in the fight and he just keeps throwing out his arms, and they would turn into sort of big tentacles and take over the whole map area. And basically I had to sort of jump at certain points to fight him, and it was just really, really hard. It was just annoying me. It was just sort of overly hard. Matty's in chat says he could never beat Mike Tyson in Punch Out. This Nintendo stuff, you know, I never had a Nintendo growing up. Nintendo, Super Nintendo, I mean, you know, my thing was the Mega Drive. But yeah, I mean, everyone talks about Punch Out and how good it was, and, you know, trying to find the weakness of the bosses. Stuart in chat says, I think the hardest bosses I've ever had was Lou from Guitar Hero 3. Which I failed so many times, not even funny. And General Ram from the Gears of War on insane difficulty. Why the fuck would you do it on insane difficulty? I had trouble with him on bloody, I think it was normal. The second time round. The first time, I don't know how I managed to beat him so easily. But yeah, it was General Ram's tough as bastards. No idea. But yeah, I mean, I'll go to the topic in the Facebook group. Let's see what other people have wrote. We've got Jared Ease wrote, worst boss fight ever was in Dark Souls, Bed of Chaos. I have no clue, I didn't get that far. I think I literally got to that, I think the second or third bonfire, and I think I just gave up with that game. Stuart in chat says, because I'm a badass, that's why. I doubt it. Yeah, he's basically took him like some vast amounts of sweat, swearing, and concentration, and he did it. Yeah, I mean, you know, but I mean, General Ram was a really good boss fight for, you know, what you'd expect from a traditional boss fight. Hard, tough, And, you know, he's one of the best characters actually from Gears of War, you know. It's just a shame that we killed him and blew up the light bomb and, you know, well, caused all the emulsion stuff. Matty's got here as well. He said he had to walk through some of the boss fights from Dark Souls. He's agreeing with Jared because he said about, you know, some of the bosses would hardly have to use YouTube. Yeah, so it happens with me sometimes when I get stuck in parts of the game. Matty says, Carmen San Diego was always a cunt. Yeah. See, that's the thing as well. I never had the Carmen San Diego games, but I did watch the animated show. I don't know if anyone remembers the TV show. I watched that a lot as a kid. Thought, bloody hell, some hot woman in a red coat. And it was like the brother and sister running around trying to stop her and never could. Yeah. Yeah, Matty says, how should I know the capital of Brabana? What the fuck's Brabana? Is that a country? Jesus. Brian, he's also commented, said he really enjoyed some of the boss fights in the God of War series. From what I've seen there, some of them are tough, but some of them are quite fun and challenging. I just saw the boss fights I've enjoyed. I mean, I think it was Wolfenstein 3D. I think it was on either the PlayStation or PlayStation 2. It was one of the Wolfenstein games we got on that. And literally, it was fun and easy because I went in, like, I had every single gun. And I, like, you know, the electric gun, I think, is what I used. And I had, like, I was, like, fully tooled up and stocked with ammo. And I just went in and just literally just opened up on the boss and blew the fuck out of him, and he was done in a couple of minutes. Very, very simple. Boss fight I did enjoy. The end of Metal Gear Solid 4 with, Snake against Liquid Ocelot. Can't even think about the storyline that confuses me. You were on top of this. I can't remember where it was, but you were on top of this small platform, and it was literally a punching. it was basically Punch Out. But it would change. You'd have to, to beat him down, and every time it would change the character's model, that it would go from being current to basically it was the different incarnations of Snake, and the different incarnations of Ocelot. I mean, I think they had the one from the 60s as well from Metal Gear Solid 3. They had like how he looked in the original Metal Gear Solid. I'm not changing to talk about the costume stuff. I'm talking about the actual pixel graphics stuff. It was, like that. It's a really good boss fight. I had tons of fun with it. I don't get why. See, Stuart's still going on about Gears of War. I don't get why people play it on in insane difficulty. I mean, because to be honest, though, with that game, you get hit a couple of times, you're dead anyway. Why would you do that to yourself? I mean, as much an achievement whore as I am, I wouldn't even do that for all those achievements. But, I don't know. I'll see what else we've got in the Facebook group that people posted. The other Stuart, who was on the show, I've forgotten, I can't remember what the hell it was called, it used to be on the network. It says he doesn't like to have entering mini games to kill bosses a la God of War or Force Unleashed. I prefer to beat on them until dead. But then Jared comments is about those mini games are great, good breaks in what can seem like monotonous combat, but the rest in interpretation of the climb and beat. Was Dragon's Dogma. Dragon's Dogma. Yeah, I know. I that's one of those games I still need to get into. What the hell I'm thinking now. But annoying bosses. I want to get the sequel. Castlevania Lord of Shadows. I mean, I just want to get too far in the game. Like, the first boss I thought was really hard. Not because of having to beat it up. It was literally because you had to climb on the bloody thing. And the second boss was exactly the same. And that's pretty much what killed the game for me. But I'm interested in getting this new one because it looks pretty good. But if the boss battles are going to be exactly the same, then I don't really want to play it, to be honest. Stuart says he wanted achievements and bragging rights. Yeah. Good for you. Um, sorry, watched Matty's and Chase's. So I always figured Carmen was the shady lady tranny from Argentina. No, that was Madonna. But yeah, I mean, other boss fights. I had one in my head a second ago. I completely forgot what it is. Oh, shit, I can't even think. Oh, damn it. It was a Metal Gear Solid. Oh, crap. I'm just trying to think. Damn it. I had an idea for something I completely forgot. But, I mean, you know, I think about boss fights these days. I mean, there's certain stuff like, you know, I think about Skyrim and Oblivion. That sort of stuff. You get to the end of a dungeon, there's a boss fight in there. They're all pretty much worth it. I mean, trust me, I think that's pretty much the only place you should have boss fights is, like, in RPGs. Because, I mean, some action games, yeah. I mean, I had... Stuart's and Chase's Shao Kahn in Mortal Kombat. Only game I've ever thrown a controller. I know exactly, especially in the latest Mortal Kombat we got. I could never beat him with a single character. I always had to do the tag stuff. It's so hard with what you call it, just on their own. But then because he was overpowered, like you wouldn't fucking believe. But yeah, I beat Shao Kahn. No problem with two characters. Sometimes I did it with one, but it was only when I was really good at playing a single player character. Was it Helmet? I don't know. Oblivion was had better storyline. Yeah, you talk about Skyrim and stuff. Yeah, Oblivion was so much better than Skyrim, but the whole graphics and items and stuff you could do in Skyrim was sort of better, but the story is so much better than Oblivion. But yeah, I mean, something about bosses, Sonic for episode 1, I got right to the end of that game, but I could never beat Robotnik because it was literally, it was a pain because from what you saw on the screen, basically the final boss for Sonic episode 4 episode 1 was Robotnik in this big suit that would walk towards you and fire missiles, but they would pop up on, like, the targeting would pop up on the screen, but you couldn't see where the missiles were coming. So basically, you try and jump, you're either getting hit by the missiles because the screen's too close to the actual character, not seeing the whole aspect of what's going on, which is a bastard. And I just literally couldn't be asked to do it, and I just sort of run out of rings. but yeah, I mean, I'm just sort of... There's been some fun bosses and tough bosses. But I mean, I think about like stuff like I'm thinking about the new Hitman. I mean, that didn't really have bosses as such. It was all level based. I mean, it all depends on sort of how the game goes. I mean, action adventure games. I mean, bosses for like Uncharted, terrible bosses. Not as in they were hard or super easy, but they were just really, really useless. I mean, Uncharted 2, the end boss was, I think, one of the soldiers, and you had to literally get the blue stuff, this blue goo on him, and then just start shooting at him. That was really, really stupid. And I mean, the bosses for Uncharted were terrible. Just sort of bad placement. I mean, they could have just wrapped it up with the whole cutscene, but then that does bring in the argument about, you know, why are we having a cutscene? Can't we have a boss battle? But if the boss battle's done right, it works. But if it's not, then it's just, you know, shit and stuff people don't care about. Matt Elyar, something I can relate to, well, sort of, because I did beat it. Matty says he could never beat IG-88 in Shadows of the Empire. I can't remember how that boss battle went. Did he fly towards you or something? Because I know who IG-88 is. He's the big robot. But I can't remember, because I know I completed Shadows of the Empire so many times. Hermel Matt is saying a Bobo from Double Dragon was the worst. Looks so badass, but two words, conveyor belt. Yeah, God, Jesus, Double Dragon, Jesus. I don't think I've done that one. I'm thinking of Double Dragon 2. But yeah, I mean, there's other bosses as well, you know. Fun ones like Streets of Rage, like the first one. You, the bosses were sort of tricky in the beginning, but then you had to like fight, yeah. That's it. When the final level in Streets of Rage, where you had to fight with the bosses again to get through the whole game. Yeah, that was quite fun. Sort of save your continues and all your specials. Well, that's the thing. So that was really a real challenge for for Streets of Rage, like the final level by the start of stage 8. You get into the lift, the elevator takes you outside of the building, and you just fight a bunch of people, and then you get into the building, and you couldn't use your special, the rocket launcher from the police car, because you're inside a building. Unless you, just trying to think, I think it was like Streets of Rage 1 or 2 that you couldn't. But yeah, I mean, literally, it was like boss, it was the same boss fight, so you had to over and over again. Really, really tricky. But they were sort of less powered than the traditional boss, they were sort of mini bosses, but it was really, really good. They were some fun ones. I know I several times sort of playing Streets of Rage on my own, just sort of beating them all. It was really good. Matty's about the talking about Double Dragon in chat, saying if you chose to work for the big boss, you got sent to the bottom. I mean, at the end, even at the end of Double Dragon 2, once you finish the game, if you were playing in co-op, I mean, I was out in Crete playing this. You have to fight the person you're playing the game with, and whoever wins gets the girl, which was a really quite interesting sort of boss battle, since it was literally the same two or three buttons. Getting a chat saying Fallout 3, when you shoot the dude in the suit, then the game ends. Fallout 3, before they added the there's the Steel DLC. Basically, like, you woke up afterwards if you went into the tank, or if you were outside anyway and you let whoever it is die. I mean, Fallout 3 was better than New Vegas. Matty said basically what I'm thinking. He says that's not saying much. Yeah, I mean, I want some more Fallout. Saying last week, because I was reading the Hunger Games book, I wouldn't mind picking up New Vegas again. I sort of only I finished it, but there's several other endings for different characters that I could get. But Matty's in chat says just hoping they get the vibe off the top down version back. Well, it's not going to happen, considering it's a first-person shooter, so it'll be like every other first-person shooter, run and gun, collect stuff. The only way to get the vibe back from a top-down version was to make a top-down version. But I say, Matt, you're probably better off just playing XCOM. That's probably the thing for you, I think. Stuart's in the chat saying he hated Fallout, and Helmet is saying basically Skyrim is Fallout is Skyrim with guns. Exactly, but I didn't have a problem. I mean, the guns are fun. I mean, I did like the sort of target lock system, the VAT system, that was fun. But yeah, I mean, stuff like that doesn't, I mean, it's weird. You go from like something like Fallout, which probably doesn't need bosses, to Skyrim and Oblivion, which sort of had bosses as well, which had end of level bosses. Even though it's the same game made by the same studios, the different genre stylings can live without bosses. Matt is saying that he said he loved Fallout 1 and 2. First person version was so tragically let down. I mean, we had the Brotherhood of Steel singular game, I think, on the PlayStation that came out, but I don't think anyone bothered playing that. There's been tons of decent bosses and tons of shit ones. I mean, I don't know if you can say they're shit or not, but I think about the Dead Space bosses. I mean, Dead Space 2, the end boss was pretty much nothing. I mean, the boss for Dead Space 3 was pretty fun. I'll finish with 2. 2 was basically, you shoot something, and then something else opens up, then you hit it and it's dead. But with Dead Space 3, you're fighting the moon and using the little markers as sort of as missiles, and you just fire them into the moon to the tentacles and destroying the moon that way. That was quite a good fun boss fight, and it was one of those. That's the thing as well. I know I'm supposed to go for a break now, but I'll carry on for a little bit longer. Boss fights are supposed to make you feel, give you a sort of a macho-y type of feeling. Like, you know, come on, bring it on, ready for, you know, give us all you got, that sort of stuff. And, you know, some of them just don't do that. Whereas, you know you're in for a good boss fight when you do start feeling like that. I mean, you know, Dead Space 3 did that for me. Because basically you've been through all this shit and all the stuff you had to deal with. Dead Space 3 was such an amazing game. But yeah, and then, you know, you get the final boss fight. I mean, to be honest, it was really, really fun. And hopefully we get to Dead Space 4 soon. But yeah, I mean, Borderlands 2, that sort of game definitely deserves, you know, Borderlands in general deserves bosses. Well, to be honest, the whole point is bosses. I mean, Destiny, the new game, that's, you know, boss-centric. MMOs, you know, boss-centric as well. So there are still ones that do it properly. I mean, even though, you know, MMOs are RPGs, it's all pretty much, you know, part and parcel. But, I mean, you know, other stuff, well, some can be done right, but I don't know. Hermel Metz in the chat saying about Shadow Link. I'm not too sure what that is. To be honest, I don't think I know what that is. Stuart's in the chat says about, on the boss notes, says about Dark Link. Oh, they're the same thing. I think, what Legend of Zelda game was that from? Oh, Zelda 2. Oh, thank you. That was the side scrolly Zelda, wasn't it? I think I played Link's Awakening, Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask. I think that's about it, really. I think I played on Zelda. I said, not much of a Nintendo person. Literally, you know, grew up with it. I think the first Nintendo actual device I had was a Game Boy. And that was to play, Pokemon on. That was it. Yeah. But I mean, Hermel Met saying in the chat, it's about, you know, mimicked all your moves, hard as shit, and terrible game. Yeah, I mean, to us, most people don't seem to sort of class Zelda 2 as, what do you call it? As a proper Zelda game, in the canon. But yeah, I mean, Stuart's in the chat, talk about Dark Link in the Water Temple. It was in Ocarina of Time as well. See, that's why I haven't done it, because I didn't get that far. Literally, I think I stopped before the Water Temple. I know I'm playing Ocarina of Time at the moment, but I haven't got into it. I'm sort of stuck where I am anyway. But yeah, I mean, it's a whole bunch of stuff. You know, I can go on about the bosses, you know, fun bosses and everything, but just, I need to take a break because I'm rambling and I need a drink. But I'll be back in about 10 minutes or so after these messages. So go and get yourself a drink, something to eat, and I'll be right back.
That combination.
And Ashley, you're from England, so we're not really sure what asshole number you would be. We just know it would be at least two extra numbers and one extra dash.
Yeah,
that's all we know for sure. Yeah. It's a sort of country code.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to have a go.
If you'd like to Skype in, it's Antisocial Gamer Radio, all one word.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
And I'm sitting in the chair. He did the
barber cock touch.
What the fuck?
This is what it is.
Dude, where are you going to get your hair cut?
Listen to me.
Where are you going?
See how I'm sitting right now?
Yeah, I do.
Where are my elbows?
Outside the... Oh!
They always go around the side. And where the fucking... The height of my elbow is always their dick. He reaches in and his cock touches my elbow. And the thing is, like, I can't immediately jerk away because that looks like...
You know you touched it.
Right, I'm acknowledging a cock touch. So instead, I just leave it there and let him rub his dick on my elbow.
Dude! Did he go back and forth?
That's when you could tell.
Did he go back and forth ever, like, fast? Not fast.
I wonder if guys do play games or get the barber hard, kind of wiggle their elbow.
Nobody does that, Joe. Nobody does that.
Well, weird faggots. Who knows?
You're fucking weird.
Hey.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh, boy.
I told you. I was trying to warn you the whole time.
Dude, I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No. Mm-hmm. Dude, like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night. But he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used drunk me for a promo, too. You remember?
Punch JJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on morelikeradio.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What? Oh, yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh no! 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 God, oh, no!
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? Not painful.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
McDonald's. Oh, God, to save you. Gotta save my soul. Wow, down, bow, down. Wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
There's your tea.
Thank you.
You're
not early. I haven't been to bed. Me and Mike met up with these two Scottish guys in the pub and they gave us all this cheap speed.
Tim, that's so tacky.
Yeah, I know. You know, they were so nice. I think if we'd have said no, they'd have got offended and beaten us to death with a pool cue.
Where's Mike now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Put him up back. What are you playing?
It's a subtle blend of lateral thinking and extreme violence.
What? Like it's a knockout?
Do you want something?
No, not really.
Oh, there's a letter here for you. It came yesterday.
It's open.
Yeah, I opened it by accident because we've both got eyes in our names.
It's from Vulva.
Oh, yeah, is that another women's magazine?
Vulva, it's an old friend. She's having a show tonight.
You got a friend called Vulva? Who's called Vulva?
Real name's Ian.
Do you mean her real name's Ian?
She's non-gender specific.
Oh, what, you mean he's a tranny?
More than that.
What, big fat tranny?
Vulva had a multimedia performance art partnership before she moved on. Such aesthetic wonders. Such vibrant times.
Yeah, I can imagine.
No, we did valuable work. She was the beautiful one, really. I just danced to her tune. It was purity. It was physical. I mean, not in a sexual sense. No, we were collaborative. I don't expect you to understand. Most people don't want to hear, they just switch off. It's hard to hear the story of a love affair between two straight men, one of whom is the most divine woman alive.
So you're gonna go?
I don't know, I haven't seen her for ages.
No, I mean, are you gonna go now?
Oh, yeah.
And welcome back to the second part of Antisocial Game Radio, live on morelikeradio.com. Still going on in the chat about boss fights. Talk about, the water temple in the Ocarina of Time. Yeah, that's basically where I stopped. And Ganondorf as well was the final boss. Matty saying he was pretty awesome. Talk about Pyramid Head as well from Silent Hill. A whole bunch of stuff. Still going off in the chat. Also, something I forgot to mention before that start the show. Bunch of new shows on the network. Welcome in Talk Radio Meltdown. I've been listening to them for years. Close friends of mine. They should come up for the 200th show. Really good. Download it. Listen to it. It's a really good. I mean, I've been listening to it since the very beginning, and literally 200 shows. So you look at about good four plus years. And you know, if I've listened to them, you know they've got to be good. As well as we've got, I think it's High Society Radio. I think is the other new show. Got The Edge as well. It's a new one. Not too sure what that's about. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. A whole bunch of new stuff. Tons of new shows. You know, dropping all the dead weight. You know, just iTunes. So look for More Like Radio. MoreLikeRadio.org. Yeah. Download all the shows there as well. As also, when you do download the shows off iTunes, leave us a review. Five stars would be lovely. Yeah. Tell us why we're good. And tell all your friends as well. But I'll say, I'll get into the news, because literally this is something I want to talk about. Hang on, what's Matty on about now? How did you swing getting them on the network? Well, because I don't know. I've been saying it since we started doing the network that we needed them on the station. I don't know. What's that? You have to eat the corn out of Marie's shit while Royce is jerking off watching. that's Royce's stag night before he gets married. That's what we're going to do. Getting to the news, about the Xbox, that's what I talked to you about. Xbox One no longer requires Kinect to function. All core features will be available regardless of whether the sensor is connected. Or it should be, because you don't need a fucking controller. A camera as a controller. You need a controller as a controller. This is from IGN as well, by the way. In addition to reversing its used game DRM policies for Xbox One, Microsoft has revealed that the console will no longer require Kinect to function. In our latest Ask Microsoft Anything, Xbox Corporate Vice President Mark Whitten revealed that Xbox One owners will be able to use all of the console's core functions regardless of whether the Kinect sensor is connected. Naturally, many of the tentpole features of the new Kinect, such as the player identification, voice commands, stuff like that, will be disabled as a result, but players will still be able to play games and access entertainment content. So what you should do is, don't pack in the Kinect, all right? Sell it separately, charge an astronomical price, and still no one will buy it because no one wants it, and people will have a cheaper console, and you'll have more sales, and you will beat PlayStation 4 in the next gen console war. Microsoft wins, the world ends. Come on, it's very obvious. So, and it's like, well, it's really, it's one of the worst packings ever, right? So I'll carry on reading this article. The news represents yet another significant revision to the company's next-gen strategy. Shortly after E3 in June, Microsoft announced that it revised its plans on restricted games and required a constant online connection in order for the Xbox One to function. Following backlash from the fans' community, what remained unclear, however, was whether owners would still be obligated to have Kinect sensor connected, and perhaps more importantly, what would happen if the peripheral came became damaged or ceased to function. Exactly. It's another thing they just didn't think about. More importantly, Microsoft decided to abandon mandatory Kinect connectivity, opens the door for a cheaper, Kinect-free version of the system. Exactly. You put that out, you're going to sell them by the fucking bucket load. You know, it's... sorry, I was reading the chat now. Sorry, going about something. I'll talk about this thing. You don't need the Kinect to make your Xbox One work. You never did. If you want to do something like that, would be fucking stupid. Why don't you have the actual main system work for the main system to work, not some piece of techie shit that no one wants? You got stuff on the current gen system, which supposedly sale numbers are really big, which is basically bullshit because I think I said before many months ago, the Kinect sold loads because GameStop bought them all. And basically sitting in a giant warehouse probably with hundreds of thousands of Kinects that no one wants because there's no games for it, unless it's just women playing Dance or Dance Central or whatever the fucking dancing gamey crappy stuff is. Matty's in the chat, says Kinect is the most useless piece of shit since the Nintendo Zapper. Or the Virtual Boy. Yeah. And they're making that again with that the Oculus Rift. Which I don't. I mean, I'm interested in the Oculus Rift for what it is. It's basically a current tech Virtual Boy, but I don't want one. Not really to put myself to be more immersed in the game. Why don't you just make a better game? Hermel Met saying is Kinect was a few years too late. Shitty games too. Exactly. See. See, people can see it, not just me. I'm not losing my mind over this shit. Hamil is saying it. Matty's saying it. You know, Stuart will probably say it in a second once he's finished typing on his phone. Stuart's in chat. He's moaning about Battlefield. Call of Duty saying about how it's plus all over the dashboard. Excuse me while I not give a fuck and go and play Battlefield. Exactly. I mean, because I'm more interested in Battlefield than, you know, because of the vehicle stuff in Battlefield 4 and that skyscraper stuff. The skyscraper falling, that looks amazing. But no doubt, next gen console stuff, we'll probably have a close to PC quality game anyway. That's Matty's in chat saying about the Kinect. He says it's there to stop loose sheets of paper from catching the breeze. No, that's what the Wii U is for. I mean, this is so fucking stupid. I'm just looking at time. Realise I've got to hurry it up because literally I'm running out of time as usual. And I'll just drop my phone. I mean, the Kinect, I don't want it. Just give me the Kinect-less version of the Xbox, because that has to come out. The time I get rent up buying my PlayStation 4, that will be out with Kinect. Sell it to me for 320. Sell it to me for £300, 30 quid less than the Xbox, than the PlayStation 4, and you're laughing. You're going to sell so many because nobody wants a Kinect. It's terrible. I mean, we've got Assassin's Creed 4 coming out in a couple of weeks. And I said, if it came out with the Kinect, and I could say, raise the sales, fire the cans, that sort of shit, I'd buy one. Nothing's been said, so they're not using it. And it would be the perfect choice to make this. And this is from Ubisoft, who made Endwar, which you could use a headset so you can talk to your game. And they haven't jumped up on this, so that tells you how useless. And Ubisoft are doing really well at the moment with their stuff. Shows you how useless the Kinect is. No one wants it. No one's going to make games for it. It's as stupid as the fucking touchpad on the Vita. There's nothing there. There's nothing there at all. I'm just reading the chat. I'm just reading the stuff, what's going on there. But yeah, I'll move on to something else. I'm a big Pokemon fan, as you all know. And we're getting Mega Evolutions. Even I find this stupid. Basically, what happens is, we've had about, I think, 6 or 7 now, is that we've had, like, I think, Mewtwo, Lucario, Blaziken, Absol, Morwile, Kangaskhan, and something else I'm forgetting. Oh, one sec, scroll down, it's probably here as well, it's probably pictures. Basically, there's some sort of Mega Stone which you get, and it's sort of, you can use it in battle, and it will transform your Pokemon into a higher evolution form. Basically, they were pretty much going Super Saiyan from the looks of it. I'll post some of these pictures in chat. I mean, because it explains now how we get that new form of Mewtwo, which, I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'd say. Helmet Met said this in the chat. It said, yeah, I want to, I want a Pokemon Snap 2. That'd be great. But yeah, I mean, this looks really, really stupid. To be honest, I mean, I'm sort of worried because I'm getting into the VGC, the tournament stuff. I mean, we had the World Tournament this past weekend, and the Masters Champion was some kid from Italy. Good battle it was. I watched it because it was like the best of three. I know I'd only bothered to watch like the first one, and he did really well. And I'm not too fussed. That's the thing, is watching this sort of stuff now with what we're getting out with the game, the quality of the 3D stuff, it sort of depresses me watching the current state of things. And she was, I don't really want to do any training here because there's no tournaments now until X and Y. But, it was an okay tournament. So I think I don't think any Japanese person won the actual divisions. But yeah, it was a good tournament, and, Masters Champions from Italy, what have you. But I mean, they got announced new Pokemon as well. There's a new gym leader, Dedenne, some little, sort of looks like a Raichu sort of thing. Skiddo, which is the pre-evolution of Go-Go, and some sort of rabbit Pokemon. Yeah, it's the basic stuff they're telling us now. Pokemon's like, less than 60 days away. I can't wait. Just all this stuff now, it's just not really fussed about. Just give me the bloody game already. But this Mega Evolution, it worries me for the VGC stuff. It's like, well, how many overpowered Pokemon are we going to get now in a tournament, and how will this affect the actual game and stuff like that? I'm sort of worried about. What do you call it? One sec. Something else I wanted to talk about as well. One second. God, I can't find where it is. Hang on a second. Well, yeah, here we are. Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5, this is what I wanted to say. Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5 DLC to be region-locked. Grand Theft Auto 5 will be getting post-launch DLC through Rockstar, has warned its fans that it will be region-locked. A poster on the Rockstar support page advertises fans against buying discs from other regions, as it will result in issues when pre-order bonuses and DLC come to be played. It is generally recommended that you buy and play games that are designated for your country to avoid potential problems with DLC region capability, it reads. For example, a North American PlayStation 3 GTA 5 disc. What the hell is this? Blue S31156 code on the spine of the box. Basically just a bunch of codes and stuff. However, if you live in Europe... Oh, fucking... I'm not reading all this code shit. Basically, it says don't... Because of some sort of region lock DLC, be careful of where you buy your discs. I thought it'd be more interesting than that. But it's just nothing. Fucking useless. Not long now to get Saints Row. Next week's the topic is going to be a trailer analysis of the multiplayer, as well as the multiplayer trailer analysis from Call of Duty Ghosts as well. Where is that thing? Here we are. Yes, here we go. Left 4 Dead 3 spotted during Evolve office tour. I knew I had this article. This will please JJ and all Left 4 Dead fans. Left 4 Dead 3's existence may have been leaked directly from the source following a... hang on, I'll put this in the chat as well so you can have a little look. There we go. And, since leaked from the source following a tour of Valve's Bellevue, Washington offices, members of the Dota 2 Reddit community were visiting the studio to get a preview of the annual Dota tournament, the international, where one attendees apparently snapped the picture above. Enlarged by NeoGAF, member of the studio's internal channel log, which featured mentions Left 4 Dead 3 and Source 2. Basically, this is from Games Radar. They said they emailed Val to ask about the studio tour in question and the legitimacy of the photos supposedly taken, but they have yet to hear back from the company's representative. Cooperative Zombie Survival First Person Shooter Left 4 Dead launched in 2008 on the PlayStation on PC, Xbox 360, and was followed by Left 4 Dead 2 on the same platforms. I'm just carrying on this thing. So last November, Valve boss Gabe Newell confirmed that a next-gen Source engine existed and was waiting to for a game to roll with it. The original Source engine runs everything from Half-Life 2, Portal, and Team Fortress. So we could be getting, a Left 4 Dead 3. To be honest, I'm not too fussed. I mean, I don't really know much about the Left 4 Dead franchise and stuff. It's not one of the things. I mean, so I don't really care about Dota either, to be honest. I mean, some of these tournaments won like 1.4 million. Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, I love my computer games and stuff, but this esports shit, and you're paying, and they're winning the 1.4 million. I think most of the people in the Pokemon tournament won was a statue and a little bit of cash, but fucking 1.4 million for sitting playing PC. Jesus Christ. I don't know. But yeah, I'll find something else as well. But yeah, I mean, Left 4 Dead 3, if you like it, it's good for you. If not, then tough, really. here we go. Something for just to finish off the Nintendo stuff, because there's nothing out for Nintendo. Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD, as we talk about this with the boss battles, has been dated. Nintendo has announced its release date of October 4th in Europe. The game is expected to launch in the US during the same month, although a firm date hasn't been confirmed. But I'm gonna say if it's October 4th in Europe, it's probably be a few days earlier in the States, usually on the Tuesday. As well as HD graphics and support for off TV gamepad play, the development team is said to have improved the overall tempo of exploration. An update to the GameCube's version's Tingle Tuner. Tingle Tuner? It's just like a three-year-old going for a piss. In the form of a new item called a Tingle Bottle. Will let players interact with the Miiverse community by typing or drawing messages, putting them in a bottle and throwing them into the sea so they appear in other players' games. Series producer AJ Anuma has said, the lessons learned from Wind Waker's HD development are feeding directly into the new Zelda for Wii U. Additionally, Nintendo has narrowed the European release window for the upcoming 3DS adventure, The Legend of Zelda A Link Between Worlds, from towards the end of this year to November, which aligns with the game's US launch window. basically, this game's a, you know, a sequel to A Link to the Past. But yeah, I mean, you know, more Zelda, but it's on the Wii U, and the Wii U sales aren't terrible. Will this give it a boost? Don't know. Wait and see. You know. Let's see what else we've got. Let's have a look. Nope, nothing there. Nope, that's a bit crappy. Nope. I know what we'll do. We'll do this one here. Zynga loses 3 top executives in 1 month. It's quite funny since we've had, Don Matrick's gone over to Zynga, and now this has happened. Social gaming giant Zynga has lost 3 of its top executives in a single month, according to a new report on Bloomberg. The 3 departures have not been made public, reports Bloomberg, but are said to include Senior Vice President John Oswald, Casino Division Vice President Jesse Yanosov, and Vice President Nathan Ater. The trio of reported exits follow the start of Don Matrick's career at the company as Zynga's CEO. Matrick joined Zynga earlier in July and is said to earn $40 million over the next 3 years. Why is that cunt going to earn $40 million? Jesus Christ. Why don't they make some decent games? Last week, Zynga announced a $15.8 million loss for the second quarter of 2013. Yeah, you're paying this guy $40 million over 3 years, and you've just posted a loss of $15.8 million? Why are you paying this cunt so much? The guy's a knob. While daily users of its social games have fallen by 45% over the last 12 months, getting a business back on track isn't easy and isn't quick, said Matrick in response to the company's financials. I'm just laughing my head off that they're paying him $40 million over the next 3 years from a company that's making a loss, and basically 45% over the last, you know, 12 months. Half of what happened. I mean, you know, shit. I mean, I know World of Warcraft's making a loss. I mean, they're down to about 7.7 million players. When, like, was it two years ago? They were, like, up to 10 million. You're paying him so much. Why? Who's... I can't stand these people who are worthless but get paid tons of money. What's in the chat here? Matt, he's happy about, you know, what's going on with Zynga at the moment. So I'm just reading stuff in the chat. But yeah, I mean, I just don't get this. Hang on, what Matrick says, there's no denying we're not where we want to be. We've not met our investors' applications. We've not met our own expectations. And most importantly, we've not met our players' expectations. But there's also no denying that we will have what it takes to get back to winning. Jesus Christ, what a knob. Why would you pay him? I mean, trust, I don't give a shit about Zynga. Their games are terrible. Why would you pay... If your company's making a loss of, you know, $15.8 million over the past 12 months, why would you pay him $40 million over the next 3 years to think he can do some sort of... Did you not see what happened with Microsoft and all this U-turn shit? He left all before that was started happening because he realised how stupid this shit was and he was in charge. So basically, he's making stupid decisions and you've got him on your company. I don't know, why even bother? It's useless people. They're so fucking stupid. It's I hate people who can't see the fucking obvious. I really can't. There we go. I think I talked about that last week. One sec. Ah, here we go. The future of Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 games. While it's possible... I've done that as well last... Sorry, the wrong clock, wrong article. Here we go. Yeah, sorry. The wrong article. The future of Quake and Rage and id Software. QuakeCon 2013 is happening in Dallas, Texas this weekend. This is not beginning of August, it was like 2 weeks ago. But it's been and has been for many years. A notable absence of Quake. IGN asked id Software's studio director Tim Willits for a status report on the legendary shooter franchise. He says, the brand is critically important to us. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're not going to forget about it. See, I don't get this, right? See, these conventions for single games. I mean, they had this for Final Fantasy XI, and they have BlizzCon for like World of Warcraft and stuff. And they charge like $400 for a ticket, for one ticket. And QuakeCon, it's like, why do people go to this? It's so, I don't know. You have to be really hardcore fans to do this shit, but I just don't get it. But I'll carry on. Bethesda's VP of marketing, Pete Hines, shrugs, smiles, and elaborates. It's a franchise we should make a really good game for at some point. Well, no shit, because it's called QuakeCon. That's the event where this is, and you haven't got a game called Quake that you're working on or something new. And just basically, it just comes down to first-person shooters. But we're officially talking about what it is up to. Hines says Quake is still on our radar, and it's something that guys talk about. Well, no shit. Like when or how or by who, I don't know. We'll see. But there's nothing else. Nothing that we have where it's. We'll see. But there's nothing that we have where it's like. No, we're never going to do another one of these. Everything is past possibilities. Well, I mean, Jesus, I mean, that's the stuff you're known for. Id Software already outsourced its famous Wolfenstein series to Machine Games, the developer of Wolfenstein New Order, which looks really good. I watched some more trailers for that the other day. Wolfenstein New Order looks like a really good game, and I can't wait to play it. A similar thing could happen for Quake and Next Generation. Well, shit, I mean, if they're outsourcing fucking Wolfenstein and Quake, then all they've got left is Rage, and that didn't do too well. I mean, the graphics were amazing on that, but it's really, really short. The Rage franchise is not dead, what it says, but I don't know what we're going to do with it. Jesus Christ, you have games, you don't know what to do. You make new games, you put the stories into it. I love it, right? I said last week, we get all these... yeah, Homelmet is in the chat. He says, I remember Quake 15 years ago. Exactly. I love it. These developers are so stupid. See, right, I said last week about that article that, the community guys from Activision was moaning about how gamers have been angry and aggressive towards developers. This is the shit we get angry and aggressive about. You got people sitting on their asses all fucking day in offices in front of computers who work. You work for id Software. You got like three games, and you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You useless bunch of fucking idiots. You really are. You have no clue what you're doing, and you stupid assholes. They really are. It's so simple. A child can fucking figure it. Make a new fucking game, dumbass. Jeez. But our current the developer is also already deep into development of a new project after Doom's Fall Trouble production. You can't even make a new Doom. How simple is that? You can't make a new Doom game and you're stumped. Just shut down the studio. Sell off your property. Just go to route of THQ. Just sell all your stuff. Give it to people who can. Sell it to Gearbox. They're good at finishing broken crap. Even though, Duke Nukem was broken crap when it came out anyway. There are lots of opportunities for someone to license it. He continues. We also always keep our eyes open for developers. Maybe a hot developer comes down the line to do something and we want to work with them. We don't have anyone right now, but it's a possibility. It hasn't had that conversation in an official capacity yet, so it clarifies. It's not really a conscious decision, but it's a logical thing. It could happen. What definitely won't happen, Willis says, is starting something that completely new. With so much else going on, like the desire to see a new Quake, to fix Doom, to bring Rage back, well, it says, I don't know what we're going to do about another IP. Jesus Christ, you useless fucking asshole. you just, you don't know what you're doing. You really have no clue what the fuck you're doing. Why are you even working for them? Why is id Software, why are you still a thing? Why do you still exist? Let's move on to something better that I'm looking forward to. From a company that do know what they're doing. Bungie building Destiny to encourage positive multiplayer interaction. For all the fun of online games, one complaint about always applies. What about the jerks? Bungie asked itself about the jerks. Indeed, when it began designing Destiny's social system, when your primary method of interaction with other players is shooting at them, it's no surprise things that end up a bit antagonistic. If you look back at Mod 9 multiplayer from for the past 10 years, I think the dominant thread has been adolescent males shooting each other in the face and squatting on each other's corpses. Yeah, it's because you could do that in Halo. That's what Halo's famous for. Bungie technical director Chris Butcher said, and that emerges from the design decisions, which were intentional, some of which were not. But the community gets attracted towards that, and it is popular to a lot of other people. And so it kind of tends to exclude others. Bungie started by devoting the D-pad to friendly useful gestures. Press up to wave, right to point, left to salute, down to wait for it dance. This is mostly a cooperative game after all. Destiny's anti-trolling mechanisms go deeper than that, but Butcher didn't get too specific. I don't think you can ever design toxic behavior out. You can't ever stop players from being toxic, but what you can do is prevent them from being able to ruin other players' game experiences, he said. You give people those tools that encourage them to interact positively with each other, and then if someone is interacting negatively with you, then they can't ruin your experience. Bungie may be vastly underestimating the integrity of assholes here, but any steps it can take to turn anonymous players run before they ruin everything into anonymous players. Let's be friends. Sounds good to us. Yeah, I mean, to us, I'm wondering now, just thinking about it. Are we going to be able to have the ability to teabag people in Destiny? I mean, I know when you get killed, you basically turn into a little orb, and then you have to sort of get summoned back. But is that something we're going to see? I don't know. Just reading in the chat. Hermel Met saying about New Doom. Is he going to have the Rock saying fuck? It's quite funny, tempting, because they got that on Netflix in the UK at the moment. I'm tempted to watch it. I mean, I had the DVD for a little while. Fuck knows why I bought it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Doom, a new Doom. It could be fun. I mean, I haven't had much. Well, I didn't play Doom 3. I know I had, I think, back when I had one of my earlier phones, I had like the original Doom on that. That was fun, really fun. I like a new Doom. I don't know, but games like Doom and Quake pretty much the same, to be honest. I pretty much go into the realm of the Unreal Tournament games. They're all first-person shooters, and now with Battlefield and Call of Duty, there's so many bets, so many more better games that are first-person shooters out these days, and that sort of stuff was left to the wayside to rot and die. I'm looking forward to some Destiny. That game's going to be really good when it comes out. What else we got? Let's have a look. Try to find something else. Ring out top. You see, it's a very short week. There's not much news at the moment. We're getting bits and pieces. I'll go over this, since this is next week's topic. GTA 5 Online features due for 15th of August reveal. Rockstar's confirmed that Grand Theft Auto 5's online world will be displayed this Thursday, 15th of August. The enigmatic press release gives nothing else away, and the link it includes merely lops back to its official Grand Theft Auto site, which displays a logo and a date. The official site says, look for the world's premiere of the official GTA Online gameplay video, as well as coverage of the first press previews. here at Newswire, rockstargames.com/GTA Online. This is going to be the big topic for next week. So I'll post the trailers in. I'll set up a separate topic area for the, for people to comment and post your thoughts and your questions, that sort of stuff. Try to find something else. Here we go, yeah. This is something from last week that I didn't get a chance to read. Activision buys itself back from Vivendi. Activision Blizzard has bought itself back from financially troubled major majority owner Vivendi. The publisher today announced that it and an investor group led by CEO Bobby Kotick purchased more than 600 million shares back from French media conglomerate for $8.2 billion. Wow, $8.2 billion. Shit. How many years of World of Warcraft was that gonna cost you? Now an independent company with most of its stock held by the public. Activision Blizzard will be led by Kotick and Chairman Brian Kelly. Vivendi will remain a 12% stake, retain a 12% stake in the company with 83 million shares. Wow. These transitions together represent a tremendous opportunity for Activision Blizzard and all its shareholders, including Vivendi, Kotick wrote in a statement. We should emerge even stronger, an independent company with a best-in-class franchise portfolio and the focus of flexibility to drive long-term shareholder value and expand our leadership position as one of the world's most important entertainment companies. Kotick and Kelly personally committed $100 million to their investor group, which includes Chinese media conglomerate Tencent, among others. Their group now holds about 25% of the company's stock. Vivendi purchased Activision in 2007, merging the company with its Vivendi Game Studio to form Activision Blizzard. Yeah, so they're sitting high on all the money. Yeah, it's kind of weird how that happened. You think about it, they bought themselves with their own money. I don't know, something seems a bit off, to be honest. It seems okay. Something feels dodgy. I don't know what it is. It just feels a bit fucking weird. What else we got? Let's have a look. Try and find something else because we've got a few minutes left before I get into the old usual wrap up. And here we go. This is something I saw. It's quite interesting. PC sales suffering longest decline in history. Inexpensive tablets have become the first computing device for many people. PC sales are experiencing the longest sales decline in their history, according to latest figures. Research firm Gartner via the BBC reports that worldwide PC shipments fell to 76 million units in the second quarter of this year, a 10.9% drop from this period last year. As the fifth quarter in which decline has occurred, this officially makes it the longest duration of decline in the PC market's history. With regards to what's happening, Mikiko Kitagawa, principal analyst that got Gartner, posited that the that the increasing popularity of tablets was to blame thanks to their low price points. I'm scrolling down to the wrong side. In emerging markets, inexpensive tablets have become a first computing device for many people who are best deferring the purchase of a PC. I can see that. And I'm just thinking now to the Battlefield 4 trailers when they're saying like you can use the tablets as a sort of way of controlling strategic sort of stuff. Calling in missiles on certain certain areas and stuff like that. Matt is in chat, says he blames Microsoft 7 and 8. Yeah, when they eventually come out and destroy whatever it is we have. PC sales have been suffering for a long time. It's because, unless it's, I think games like League of Legends and Dota are free. World of Warcraft, I can see going at a free to play. I mean, they've lost, 2.5 million subscribers in about 2 years, roughly. It's not a major loss it's a major loss in money, but I can see it going at free to play. There's not really, I wouldn't see you playing a racing game on a PC. I couldn't see you playing sort of action adventure like sort of Grand Theft Auto or Hitman or something like that on a PC. I mean, yes, Skyrim. I know Jack from Talk Radio Meltdown. He plays Skyrim on his PC. But yeah, I don't see how people can play games on a PC because there's nothing to play unless it's like MMOs or something. There's nothing else that you're really going to need to play on a PC. I mean, Sims 26 will sell thousands of copies like it usually does and that sort of stuff. But apart from that, there's nothing really worth getting on it, to be honest. I mean, you're better off with a console. It's less cheap. That's why people buy the consoles, because you don't have to keep upgrading it all the time, which is the point. And, with a tablet, it's the same thing, pretty much. It's a handheld gaming device is what it's used for, not as a, sit in front of a small monitor and, hit WSD or something. I don't know. I mean, just... Yeah, amazing chat says they make the same old shit more and more complicated. And Hermel nails it. He says, can't carry a PC around with you. Exactly. Which is why we have Vitas, unfortunately, and 3DSs and iPhones and, that sort of stuff. But yeah, I'm going to sort of wrap up the show up now because the show is running out of news articles, which is a first. But so yeah, as usual, thanks to everyone who listened and quite a few people in the chat tonight. As usual, if you're downloading this, go on iTunes, subscribe, tell your friends, leave us a review, 5-star will be lovely. Try and tell as many people as you can, get them to leave reviews. But amazing chases for consoles could still drive back, could still drive gamers back to the PC realm if they get more propriety. Maybe. But, we'll wait and see. But to be honest, I mean, the graphics are with the current console stuff. We're getting close to basic PC stuff anyway these days. I'll carry on. Listen to us if you're downloading it. Join us in chat live. 8 PM UK time on Tuesdays, 3 PM Eastern. Send us an email. Tell me why you're listening, what you're playing, Start chatting, emailing. It's antisocialgameradio@ yahoo.co.uk. Facebook.com/group/MLRGamerLobby. So if you're not in there already, get yourself in there. Literally, we've got the new trailers coming up. There's tons to talk about. It's going to be a good show next week. Facebook.com/antisocialgameradio. Go on our Facebook page. Give us a like. Share it. Tell people, say, go and like this page. Keep all up to date with all the latest topics and anything else I can think of, or what I'm playing, or what's going on, everything with the gaming community. Also on Twitter, follow us. It's MLR Gamer Radio. Followers will follow you back. But keep being social and Matt, he's still commenting in chat. He says Star Wars games that I saw on a tablet look shit. But yeah, I mean, you're better off playing with. See. Star Wars games that I do want to... Let's see, PC gaming. Give me a decent Star Wars flight sim game on a PC, and I'll buy a PC for that. I used to love playing the demo for, I think it was TIE Fighter. I had that on my dad's old Windows 95 computer back in the day. That was fun. But yeah, I mean, so there's not much you can get for PC gaming-wise. It's a very narrow market. What anyone says, to be honest. Thanks for listening, and this show will be going up live for download hopefully pretty soon. If not, it'll be up by tomorrow morning. But yeah, saying the trailers that we're getting trailers now for Call of Duty tomorrow, and we're getting the GTA 5 one on Thursday. They'll be literally as soon as they go up, and I've managed to find out a copy of them. They'll be in the Facebook group, so get yourself in there now. Facebook.com/group/MLRGamerLobby. Tons of chat going on. So this is recently an influx of members, like more members joining every day, and make yourself one as well. And I'll see you next week. Take care, everyone. See you later. Bye.
think fucking Ashley brought anything to the table?
Oh my God, what a bag of burden that British piece of shit was. Holy shit.
A woman can...
From everyone here at BBC Radio 4, this is Alice Arnold, hoping that you sleep well and wishing you a very good night. Good night.
Area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sierra, south at Sierra, south or southwest, or northwest, or northeast or east. Occasional rain, wintry showers, occasional rain, rain or showers, occasional rain, moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good.